And, of course, when we go over to the Rocks and Broad time slips, those are absolutely astonishing.
Classics. It's a classic story.
Yeah. Now, they begin with... it goes right back to the 1600s, when two friends were swimming together across Wroxham Broad. And in their own words, the water, which they knew to be about 14 feet deep, seemed to go. And they found themselves on dry land, not only on dry land, but wearing Roman uniforms. And part of a huge Roman procession. And if I just read a few words of how this was in the Archives of the Norfolk, which is Norfolk, for 1603. And this is what Ben Curtis wrote. In the great broad of Wroxham, near to Houghton St. John, two friends and myself were swimming across the lake from the Bure side, that's the name of the river, to that opposite. And strangely enough, we felt our feet touch the bottom. Now, at this part, there's much water, as much as 12, and in other places, 14 feet. And we kept together. Presently, found ourselves standing in the middle of a large arena, with much seats, one above the other, all around us. The water was gone, and we were dressed as Roman officers. And what is more astonishing still, we were not surprised, neither were we incommoded by this piece of enchantment. But rather, we were quite accustomed to it, so that we forgot that we'd been bathing. And the top of the amphitheatre was open to the sky. Many flags of divers colours floated in the wind from the top of the walls. And then another account from the Reverend Thomas Josiah Penston. And he wrote this nearly a century after the one that we just looked at. And this is from 1709, and he wrote it for the Gentleman's Gazette. And he says, had exactly the same experience. We were holding a picnic on the banks of the beautiful lake in Norfolk, 11 miles from Norwich. Well, that is Wroxham Broad that he's describing. And we were somewhat angered by an unpleasant person who came and told us that he was the Custos Rotulorum. That was an important rank in the Roman army at that time, very important government post, keeper of the rolls. And then, suddenly, we saw this same hideous-looking man now dressed as a Roman general. And there were 10 prancing stallions drawing his chariot, a dozen lions led in chains by stalwart Roman soldiers, a band of trumpeters, and another band of drummers, followed by several hundred long-haired, partly armored seafaring men, all chained together. And the noise of their passing was very loud and unmistakable. And yet another witness in 1825 was a nobleman aboard his yacht, the Amaryllis. And he and the party who were on board the yacht also saw these very strange things going past. So it does look as if, for a period of several centuries, reliable witnesses have had time slips when they visited Wroxham Broad, either picnicking on the bank, sailing on it in a yacht, or swimming across it. And unless we can accept the possibility that there are time quakes, rather like earthquakes, that there are glitches and slips and abnormalities in time, I can't explain those eyewitness accounts.
Have you ever heard of some of the incredible accounts here at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania?
No, I'd love to hear about them.
Oh, my gosh. Civil War deaths occurred there, of course, by the thousands. And I get reports from people, Lionel, of visitors who've been to that area, and they will see in the night mist marching Civil War soldiers who are oblivious to them, but they just keep marching on. It's really something.
Now, this again is reflected in a number of other very reliable accounts of phantom armies, and there are so many here in the UK which are just like your Gettysburg experiences and accounts, in which, again, what is interesting, and I think ties in with the theory of the power of emotion making these things visible again after so many years, in that when there is a civil war and you metaphorically have brother fighting brother, in the war during the time of King Charles I, with Oliver Cromwell's parliamentarians fighting against the Cavaliers who were with King Charles, those armies were seen, and ghost armies were seen long after the battles had been fought.